According to some, it's the biggest cover-up in world history, the worst ever done, by the way. That's what Mike McCall, congressman from Texas, says about the Chinese trying to distance themselves from the Wuhan virus. And yes, I call it the Wuhan virus. Being traced now, there's a consensus of scientists around the world that say it came from the intermediate horseshoe bat. This virus came from an intermediate horseshoe bat. It's just a bat of some sort. I've seen the picture. The funny thing is, odd, not funny, is 900 miles away is the nearest colony of intermediate horseshoe bats from Wuhan, where the virus originated. That's farther than it is from Chicago to New York City by 120 miles or more. Strange. Joining me now to talk about the Wuhan virus, which I hope I'm not offending anybody, Ivy with me again this morning. Ivy, how are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm doing very well. We're faring well, considering, you know, we're locked in our home, not able to go anywhere for weeks.
Yeah. Things could be worse. We are home. We're locked up with the kids, but we're learning. We've gotten into a bit of a rhythm, I suppose, with the kids, you and I, and everything. We've got in different places we can run off and hide. But I wanted to ask you about this because I know you were paying attention to this. But the Wuhan virus, the Chinese coronavirus, whatever, it's what all of the liberal media called it to begin with because that's what you do. The Spanish flu in 1918 came from Spain. The Hong Kong flu in 1960 came from Hong Kong. And the Wuhan virus, the pandemic we're dealing with now, from all we can tell, came from Wuhan, a city in Hubei province, China. Why such outrage over the use of calling it for what it is?
Well, I think, Steve, as soon as the president used that language, it was just another way to attack him. Clearly, that is the way that it's been described in the past, and it's not abnormal to do that. I do find it surprising, though, that, you know, why these journalists, MSNBC and CNN, what I've read just recently, actually, is that China propaganda channels are using the same language that people from CNN and MSNBC, they're using that same language that they're using. And they're putting together videos and clips of them saying, this isn't the, you know, Wuhan virus. This is racist. And so I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they would do this. And it's just another form of propaganda, in my opinion. And to go back to your comment about the bat, I mean, the wet markets are allegedly opening back up in China. And there are a lot of other diseases that have come out of wet markets. And so, you know, as a kind of, you know, worldview, I wonder, you know, can we put some pressure on China to kind of change their availability of these sorts of things?
You would think so. You think you could shut down the wet market? Because here's the thing. I'm not even suggesting the possibility that this was somehow an orchestrated event, that they had designed this virus. I'm not saying that at all. But the Wuhan Centers for Disease Control, that's right, the Wuhan Centers for Disease Control are only a few hundred yards from where this wet market is, where they eat all sorts of things. They eat bats and scorpions, and they bite the heads off from toads that are alive, all true. And then there's another infectious disease, a virology facility a couple miles farther, both very close to this market. So let's just suppose that somebody from the Wuhan Centers for Disease Control, where they study these viruses, a couple thousand we're told, goes off for lunch to the wet market. He's got the virus. It spills out. I'm not saying it was intentional necessarily, but let's be honest. It is the Wuhan virus and these wet markets. I'm with you, Ivy. Why would you let those open up again, and what would the globalists have to say about that?
Sure. And that's, you know, there has been a lot of talk online in regards to was this a created disease? And it's really hard to say. And it, you know, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. And we'll see as the time goes on what is actually determined as, you know, where this actually came from. We know it came from Wuhan, China.
That we do
know. Certain. But we do need to look at globalism and our really reliance on China, as I've talked about in the last couple of weeks. For a lot of our goods, I mean, everything that you buy, I've made a conscious effort to try to not buy Chinese goods. And it is very difficult. And if you take a look back, this is not like the first thing that we've been dealing with, right? With problems with China providing goods to us. If you look at 2007, toothpaste on American shelves were poisoned with antifreeze. And also in 2007, hundreds, if not possibly thousands, of dogs were killed by melamine-laced Chinese-produced dog food or dog treats. And then again in 2014, PetSmart actually pulled all of any kind of pet food and any kind of treats that have been made in China because there had been so many contamination problems. And with those kind of manufacturing facilities, whether it are pharmaceuticals, whether it's pet food, whether it's drywall, I don't know if you recall that happening. Also, I think in 2009 is when it was, where a lot of people had gotten sick for using this inexpensive drywall. How do you hold China accountable? How do you have measures in place that are like quality control? You know, when it's such a country so far away and producing so many of our goods, how do we ensure the safety of the American people?
I think the answer is we make those products in America. I had forgotten about the dog food. That's right. A lot of dogs and cats died across this country because of tainted dog and cat food, pet food that was tainted from China. The drywall that made scores of people sick because it had mold in it, as I recall. I remember that now that you mentioned those things, all coming from China with no quality control. That's exactly right. Ivy, we have to leave it there. Greatly appreciate you being here in this big old house in the lockdown. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Steve.
All right. And we'll look at more of these products, but she's exactly right. Pet food, pharmaceuticals, the pharmaceuticals that would not otherwise pass quality control being allowed in from China and from India because the FDA has no options for those medications for a lot of people. So the pet food, the drywall, the toothpaste, all of these things that would never pass muster in America would never be allowed to be put on the shelves. We're putting on the shelves. Why? To save a few pennies? Wake up, America. This is the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.